Next speaker is Andy Laverne with the American Seed Trade Association. He was scheduled to be our first speaker. Due to the weather, he's a little bit late. So, Andy, it's all yours.
Thanks, Dale, and good afternoon. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you all. It is kind of nice to come back to the South, and I was kind of expecting it to be a little warmer, but it was warmer in D.C. when I left. The cold weather hadn't hit us yet. So I grew up about 150 miles east of here in the Redneck Riviera, so it's nice to be back down here. I'd rather be on the beach, but good time to spend with you all. As you know, seed treatment issues have become more popular in the production practices of farmers across the U.S. and across the world, or throughout the world, as well as have raised a couple of challenges, as we know, in the various pollinator issues that have come up. So I wanted to take just a quick 10 minutes to go over what's going on, how this evolved, and where we're going with it as an ag community to address these issues in the future so these tools don't get further regulated by EPA. We were working on developing a guide to seed treatment for the grower community as well as our seed companies because there was such a rapid uptake across the seed community in seed treatment. When you could put the treatment seed, maybe take out a broadcast application or an in-furrow application prior to planting, it's a great opportunity. It also helps us bulk up that seed. Seed consistency is better. You got better planting and higher germination. So we had that uptake that we saw. But then we had a little issue in Germany about 4 years ago now in southern Germany where they had a poor application on seed. You had the seed rubbing together. You had drift, and the dust was vented up, and the drift went over into some hives, and you had some colony kills. And that pushed EPA into finding out what the industry was doing. And the EPA, I'd have to say, was a little bit surprised. They did not realize that the adoption of seed treatment had taken such, was so quick, that quick uptake. And but they liked it. They liked the technology and the ability to reduce any potential negative impacts on the environment, negative impacts on human toxicity. So they wanted to know what we can do in order for them not to have to take any adverse action. So we've been working closely with them in collaboration with Crop Life America and our member companies, both in the seed side and the chemical side, to work with the grower community and talk about mainly awareness and what we can do to make sure that there aren't any negative impacts on the use of seed treatments. We're looking at it from that standpoint across the board. When you go into your seed salesman or he comes out to your operation and you talk about it, talk about what are you using for an adjuvant, what are you using for a coating or bonding agent, what are you using for an agent to help ensure the seed moves through the planter properly. But also, we're trying to make sure that we're looking at the seed, the bee pollinator, the other pollinator health issues, and again, raise that awareness with the grower community to make sure that EPA sees that we all are concerned. The emphasis is towards stewardship practices, not additional regulations. And then, as I said, it's all about increasing that awareness. And it really is, when we do our actions, we grow that seed, we harvest it, we condition it, we treat it, we deliver it to you as a farmer, how do we convey to you what's on that seed, how to properly handle it, what to do if there is a spill or bag break, what do you do with surplus seed, those kind of things as we go through this process. All of the companies are involved. You can see them all there. There are a number of others. These are the ones that we've listed that are funding the program at this time to make sure that we outreach across the board. And we're doing, we did a quick startup last year, last season, to make sure that we got to the corn grower community and the Farm Bureau, trying to really get in quickly. EPA was sort of really pushing hard and trying to think of other things to do, and we said, we'll take care of it. So we really jumped into it that first year and just did that basic high-level awareness outreach. Now we're getting down to the state and national, regional, I would say, meetings, like the Beltwide Cotton Conference, like Farm Bureau meeting, Commodity Classic, and then each of the state grower meetings. So we've got people going around right now in the Midwest and the South and the major corn-producing, soybean-producing, cotton-producing states, to state meetings to talk about seed treatment and seed treatment awareness. International cooperators, this is obviously an issue globally, not just in the U.S., so we're working throughout throughout the industry globally. And then we're working with several of the land-grant universities on curriculum development, so that as they work on their extension or they work on their outreach in their grow-outs and in their other test plots, that becomes part of the mantra, too, in the extension community. We've got some tools on our website. I'll show you that address in just a minute. Just some basic ones on the guide to seed treatment. We've got some customized brochures that I brought with me, and I'll put out in the registration area. Targeted videos, I'll show you a quick one here. And then we're working on third-party resources. Again, that's trying to get to all of our State Farm Bureau meetings, state cotton grower meetings across the board, and we're also working from coast to coast. We're going to be doing the vegetable community here real soon, and then we're doing throughout the row crop area in the Midwest and the Northwest. Here's the website. We try to break it down into different areas, whether you're a seed company, a grower, a distributor, a retailer, to try to make sure that you're conveying the messages. There's materials that are available here or materials that we can get to you directly if you have a need for your specific operation or a co-op or something along that line. It really is, as you see here, this is a little older page, and I apologize, I wasn't able to upload the newest one. We do have corn growers on, or cotton on there, but Soybean Association, Corn Growers, Farm Bureau, Ag Retailers, Crop Life, ASTA, and then we've got all of the state grower groups pretty much all on board in support of the effort. And the goal is to make sure that EPA, again, does not go heavy-handed on the use of seed treatments, and we're able to continue to develop this as a tool in the future. So working closely with the folks at the National Cotton Council, if there's anything that we can do to help enhance that outreach for y'all, we would appreciate any kind of feedback that you've got on that. And I just want to take real quick, I think it's about 3 minutes, but basic video that we're looking at as we go forward.
Seed treatments, the application of biological organisms and chemical ingredients to seed to suppress, control, or repel plant pathogens, insects, and other pests that attack seeds, seedlings, or plants. Farmers have been using seed treatments to improve their crop yields for over 300 years, beginning with salt brine and lime solutions. Various other solutions were popular during the mid-1990s, researchers introduced the first biological seed treatments. There's no question that today's seed treatments are enabling American farmers to realize greater yields, healthier crops, and higher revenues than ever. But like farming itself, there's a science to using treated seed successfully and in a way that maintains the delicate balance of nature. Care must be taken both to achieve best crop results and to avoid accidents that may harm non-target organisms. America's seed and crop protection chemical industries are committed to ensuring that producers and consumers of seed treatments are mindful of the importance of following safe stewardship practices when handling and managing treated seeds. The Guide to Seed Treatment Stewardship was created through a joint partnership between the American Seed Trade Association and Crop Life America and is the product of industry-wide collaboration between seed companies, equipment manufacturers, and major research universities. The guide was created to provide an educational tool and general guidance to address stewardship practices as they relate to seed treatment, including identifying legal and regulatory requirements for stakeholders. It draws from data collected worldwide and has been shared with environmental groups and government regulatory bodies. The guide offers up-to-date information and simple guidelines for questions like, how do I protect my treated seeds? What environmental factors should I consider when planting treated seed? Am I following state and federal regulations for treated seed? How do I store treated seeds safely? What should I do with unused treated seed? The guide is divided into 7 sections. Safe use of seed treatment products and safe handling and transport of treated seeds. Environmental stewardship. Selection of treatment products. Commercial application of seed applied technology. Treated seed labeling, storage of seed treatment products and treated seeds, and planting a commercially treated seed. It also contains a comprehensive seed treatment glossary, answers to frequently asked questions, and an exhaustive list of resources with links to federal and state regulatory offices, agriculture associations, and other educational sources. The guide can be accessed via computer or smartphone or downloaded and printed. Says Pam Johnson, president of the National Corn Growers Association, the guide will be an invaluable resource for our members as well as for the entire seed and crop production value chain. We encourage all corn growers to refer to it before, during, and after the corn planting season. The guide is also enthusiastically endorsed by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the American Soybean Association. The demand to feed the world population that is growing on a planet that is not will require continuing advances in agricultural science. Maintaining this delicate and vital balance with nature calls for careful stewardship of both our resources and our technology for generations to come.
And I will tell you that we are planning, and we have in the works right now, doing more specific ones. Obviously, a cotton one. We'll be doing fruit and vegetable ones and others for across the country. There's several things there that we need to make sure that we focus on. One I didn't mention was the issue of working with the equipment manufacturers. Obviously, one of the key things that we look at to reduce dust from the planting is venting down versus venting up. And, you know, there are a number of planters that are still out that vent up. How do we deal with those? And how do we look at modifications in the future in the structural planning process? There are a couple of other things that you look at when you go into the actual planning process that we are working on that are more crop specific. And then the last thing that we look at, as I mentioned earlier, is the EPA issue. Not only the EPA issue, but also when you get down to your state regulator, whether it's your state commissioner of agriculture, state seed control official, or your state pesticide official, what are they going to do when they go look at either your retailer or your operation and your storage facility and everything that you've got? So there are several things that we're working through there as an industry. We want to make sure that it's not, to the best of our ability, not an additional burden on the grower, that we're putting our time and our effort and our resources into communicating the message at that critical time. As a farmer said last month when we were doing a presentation on this in D.C., is you only have one chance to plant, and we need to make sure that what our part of it is done right and that we help you understand all of the factors that come into play or concerns that come into play with seed treatment. So with that, I'll let the video finish here, and then if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them. I'm here through tomorrow around noon, and look forward to working with you all. I appreciate Keith Menchie getting me on this list and Bill's help, and look forward to working with all in the future. Thank you.